We invite you to close your eyes. And in this request, the intention, the idea, the invitation is to remove any distractions that your outside world may have, just for a few brief moments. For the inner world within you holds a sacredness, a divinity, and this sacred divinity exists within a timeless state of a silence that is not quite silent. It is one where the broadcasting love song of the Creator endlessly floats through the air, if you can call it even air. And this is a place that resounds with the beauty of love. This is the place, if you could call it a place, that the love emanates from Kryon. And this is where we invite our divine aspect of ourself to come forward, to be a little more present than what it may have been through the busyness of the day. Kryon, who is always here, always broadcasting love, we just invite that presence to come a little more forward into our life now. Kryon, we are so delighted that you are here with us. We are so eager for the next installment of a message you may have for us.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, I am in love with humanity. I have said that for so many years. And the reason is because there has been so much growth, there has been so much expectation around right now. And to watch you pass through this shift has been amazing. Dear ones, we'll say it again, not all civilizations can do this. And you did it the first time. Yes, there are some who took several times. This coming out of the darkness that we have spoken of is the theme. Are you in another dimension? Now, this is a very common theme among the metaphysical groups who would look at all that's happening that is in, you might say, in the energy of the human being and the energy of the earth right now. That's different. And you would say, and they might say, well, there are many who believe that you're working right now into the fifth dimension, as they would say, that you're maybe waking up into that fifth dimension. What's it like to awaken to another dimension? Dear ones, I would like to extend that conversation right now and answer the question about dimensionality and extend past what we gave you last month, because dimensionality is something that we could talk about a great deal. It's misunderstood. To many, it simply means a different paradigm, how you feel, what you're able to do. This is indeed perhaps a measurement of the attributes of the paradigm that starts to shift, and you feel it. But let's speak about dimensionality for a moment. One of the things that you believe in dimensionality is that it's linear, in that everyone is experiencing it. So the earth is experiencing it. You might say, well, of course, if one experiences it, they all have to experience. That's what being in 3D is, or 4D, or 5D. It is the way of it. It is the way of the world. It is the way of the individual. And that is what we want to tell you about. No, it isn't. Wait a minute, Crine. You mean that a person next to me could be in another dimension than I am? Yes. Well, wouldn't they then vanish? No. And here we go with dimensionality. Dimensionality, really truly defined, as the number of attributes which apply to you. Height, width, breadth, time is the fourth one. And what if there was another one, and it is higher consciousness? What if you were able to do things that others were not with your mind, with your consciousness, with your compassion? What if you were an old soul and they were not? And that allowed you to think past what they could think about because they hadn't awakened. They hadn't been on the earth long enough. Wouldn't that give you an attribute that was different? This is what I want to speak of. Many of you are awakening into a dimensionality that is different from the ones next to you. It is not a linear thing, dimensionality, for this particular case, you might say, especially in spirituality. So you could have things that you're able now to do, the intuition that you have, the guidance that you have, that which is a higher consciousness that you might have as an old soul that others don't. That means you are moving into a different dimension. Now let's start looking at that and what that might mean. First of all, there would be those who say, well, what about the planet itself? Does it have a dimensional aspect like this one? Most would say no. And they would say, in order for the planet to have a different kind of dimensionality, it would have to have consciousness. It would also have to have the same kind of a thing an old soul has, where there's a different kind of attribute with the way the planet works or thinks, if a planet thinks. Well, let me show you something. This planet of yours, this Earth of yours, is different than you think. We have started actually channeling this and talking about this because you need to know about this planet, this partner planet of yours. Let's go through this yet again. You need to hear this more than once. Earth is intelligent. This intelligence we call Gaia. If the Earth can sustain itself over and over through a system that looks like it knows what it's doing, it's intelligent. And that's what it has done. That's what it will continue to do. What if, listen carefully, those on this planet who start to climb in consciousness start to affect the planet and bring out, you might say, an attribute that the planet has always had and has been waiting for you to have as well, a change of dimensionality? Is it possible that this planet of yours could have consciousness? Now, we're not talking about self-awareness or any of these other kinds of things. You talk about AI. I'm talking about the Earth itself being aware, sentience of you. The answer we've given you before is absolutely. The Earth will pass into its own kind of dimensionality that is different from yours. Here you go again. We're looking at the planet in a certain kind of dimensionality, and every single individual on the planet also participating in an individualness of dimensionality. Is that complex enough for you? I want you to think of what that might mean. If you start to experience another kind of dimensional shift for you because you're an old soul, it is what I will call the responsible dimension. Now, what this means is, dear ones, that you are starting to awaken more. How many of you are feeling that? Perhaps that's a channel to come. How many are you feeling a change within yourself because it is 2026, the first of 5 years out of the shift, and you are beyond that which is the old energy that used to be on this planet of 2024, 23, 25? Now, when you look around the planet, you might say, well, it hasn't changed at all. There's still war. There's all manner of things. I've given you information already about that. This, too, will pass. It may, very well may be the Earth is going through what I said it would go through, wrapping up things that are unfinished. But we're talking about dimensionality. How many of you are feeling a greater connection with Spirit? A lot of you. How many of you are feeling that there's something more you're supposed to do? This is so common right now with a light worker. And I'll say, this is the proof of you moving in another dimension of consciousness for you. So suddenly, dimensionality can be that of a changed consciousness. Not something that is a physical attribute that you've learned about dimensionality or what the attributes of certain dimensionality would be. I'm talking about consciousness. What if your consciousness allows things like increased intuition with a field? What if your higher consciousness would include a better connection with the Creator? What if your pineal is involved in this as well, and your body starts to cooperate with this higher dimensionality? What if, dear ones, your DNA is also involved? We have told you your DNA is multidimensional, and there would be scientists who agree, especially those in quantum science and quantum biology. What if your DNA in its multidimensionality was starting to shift dimensionally along with your consciousness? They are. And that is what this channel is about. Dimensionality is not that overall one-size-fits-all linear thing. It's exceptionally independent and unique. And many of you are starting to move dimensionally, and you start to feel it. You are feeling more aware. And that awareness actually also takes you into your ability to watch that which is perhaps ugly things happening on the planet, and instead of feeling fear or empathy, you're saying, what can I do? What can I do? I have to be able to do something. And then you realize, what if you are dimensionally enabled to put that which is your compassion in the field? That field surrounds the planet. That field is what many people actually feel and don't understand what they're feeling. To some, they feel the love of Spirit there. What if they also feel you there? Because now you're able to place compassion for them and kindness and peace. What if enough light workers working together, placing this on the field right now, could get comfort to those who are in trouble? That is the dimensional shift we speak of. And we're talking about light workers, we're talking about old souls, we're talking about human beings shifting their own dimensionality internally. From their DNA to the pineal, to the consciousness, whatever that is defined at, the connection with Spirit is closer than ever. That's many of you watching this right now. And now you know what you're feeling. Congratulations. Yes, you're in another dimension. That's just the beginning of something much, much larger, dear ones. I am in love with you. And so it is.